What's threatening coffee beans?
A fungus called coffee leaf rust, also known as Roya. It is an airborne fungus that travels through spores and attacks coffee plants. It can completely ruin a harvest, and there's a pretty lengthy recovery time after as well.
Is it especially harmful to certain kinds of beans? Are there beans that are more susceptible to the rust?
If we start with the two main types of coffee species that are in production, which would be Coffea arabica and Coffea robusta or conifera. Robusta, which you'll find in a lot of instant coffees, really low quality coffees, is actually disease resistant to rust. It only affects arabica, which is what most Americans will drink if they're drinking coffee from a coffee shop or any specialty coffee would be arabica species.
So it's affecting the quality beans, the higher priced coffee.
Correct. Rust wasn't affecting high altitude coffee production for a long time. I think when it first sort of hit Latin America was, I think, in the 80s. And it was only low elevation coffee production, where the climate is a little warmer and it thrives with more heat. With climate change over the last 30-something years, basically, climates are changing higher up the mountain. So today, that growing plot that's a little higher up the mountain might look a lot like or feel a lot like that plot that was affected by rust 30 years ago. Another thing to be concerned about is that, well, a mountain is cone-shaped, so the higher you go up the mountain, the less area you have to actually grow coffee. So you have coffee rust affecting a higher percentage of that actual coffee that's growing there because there's less of it.
Will it affect the price of coffee?
That's sort of what's looming ahead right now. Coffee rust hit hard in the last 2-3 years. And just now you're seeing the potential for it to affect what we pay as consumers for coffee. Most large coffee buying operations or coffee roasters have been able to continue to source high quality coffee. It's been a little hairy, but have still been able to source enough quality to keep up with demand without it really affecting prices. But, you know, rust isn't going away, and it sort of has a delayed effect. So 2-3 years, and then you start to see it become a little difficult to continue to source as much high quality coffee also as demand grows. So it is a real possibility.
Do we have a handle on just how much the price could go up?
I couldn't say.
The U.S. government says production could be down anywhere from 15% to 40% in the coming years. And the government has also announced this partnership with a major U.S. University to study how to eliminate the fungus. Just how concerned is the industry that the fungus won't be stopped or dealt with?
I think we're doing a lot of the right things to stop it, to learn how to prevent it. And I think we will have success. It would be great if we could have had a much greater head start. But with the research that is being done and with the education that's being provided more and more these days to producer partners and to coffee farmers, I think as folks learn how to work with rust, because it's a fact of coffee growing now, and they learn how to continue to thrive and survive, that we'll be okay.
You're optimistic.
Yeah optimistic. And I think you're speaking of the Texas A&M, mm-hmm. World Coffee Research. The president of Counterculture is actually on the board of World Coffee Research, and one of the founders. And that's really something that I have a lot of hope in for being able to sort of slow down coffee rust. And really, it's just learning more about the plant, learning which varieties grow best in which locations, bringing everything into balance so that you have the right variety with enough genetic complexity and enough resistance to the disease in the right type of climate so that this, you know, coffee rust doesn't decimate your crop every 10 years.
Is the focus of the industry really on climate change right now, though, and concern about climate change and what it means for the growing of coffee beans?
Climate change affects a lot of different aspects of coffee growing. coffee rust is not the only enemy of coffee. There's a lot of insects also. You know, there's the same number of insects attacking smaller amounts of coffee at higher altitudes.
Is there any ceiling to the growth in the coffee industry? It seems to be growing.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
More and more people are drinking coffee.
Mm-hmm. And more people are drinking higher quality coffee.
Yeah, specialty coffees that are $10, $12 a cup.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen that. You've tasted those coffees.
Sure, yeah.
Does it bring a smile to your face when you see that?
In theory, everyone in the coffee chain should be making enough money to have a comfortable, sustainable, you know, lifestyle. There are many folks who make a career in coffee between where it's grown and when it's served to you in your cup. In some cases, your $10 cup of coffee, you know, all that money is not necessarily getting divvied up evenly. But in general, in the future, what we would like to see is everyone in the coffee chain being supported and having a livable wage, so that coffee is something that those folks want to continue doing, that it's something they can actually continue growing and have a good livelihood.
How much coffee do you drink every day?
Not as much as I used to. I might have an espresso in the morning, maybe a couple, and then a cup of coffee in the afternoon or so.
Before you got this job, did you like coffee?
Oh, yeah. I've been working in coffee for years.
Durham is home to Counterculture Coffee, but you have a training facility in Asheville.
At 77 Broadway Street, and we do free public coffee tastings every Friday morning at 10 a.m.
What do you call that? A cupping? Isn't there a phrase for that?
Yeah, cupping is a method of tasting that you know, we use as coffee professionals, that coffee buyers will use. Even more and more coffee farmers are using this method to really get a sense of, you know, consistency of their lots, grading coffees, how much you might pay for a certain coffee. It's also a method of tasting that we used for many, many years now to engage with the public in our Friday morning tastings. We've just recently sort of changed how we are approaching our tastings. So you'll notice I'm calling them tastings instead of cuppings, because we want to make sure that we stay approachable and that we don't also limit ourselves to only one style of tasting coffee. Because as you all might know, coffee can taste great in many different ways, whether it's espresso or manually brewed or a French press. So we're trying to really keep our focus broad.
Scott Satterwhite is with Counterculture Coffee. Thank you very much.
Thank you.